Hello, hello, hello. This is Tyrus and Timp. I'm Timp, myself, personally.
That would make me Tyrus.
I am quite Timped.
Tyrus, in the flesh, baby.
Yeah. I'm on the struggle bus today.
You're on the struggle bus? I'm having a life struggle. I had a very interesting conversation that I need the vessels help with. So,
okay.
A gentleman came up to me before we get into these really cool stories. He set me up with a conversation about nothing, which I like when, you know, you're in different places with people and they're, oh, the weather's nice, and they tell you where they're from. You're like, oh, cool, I'm from this, blah, blah, blah. You know, hey, I watched the show, love you to death, blah, oh, thank you so much, blah, blah, blah. So on and so on. It lasts about 35 to 45 seconds, and then we go on with our lives. He then runs over. He was reading a book and turned from his book to talk to me. So I should have known it was a setup because it was in a pool. So most people don't read books in pools.
Most do not.
They do not. Paper and water and paper don't go well together. He runs over and he says, I have this book to give to you. And I was like, really? For me? He's like, yeah, I saw you yesterday and I thought Tyrus would really, I think you need this book. I said, okay. And he said to me, he goes, I'm going to ask you a question. I said, okay, sure. He holds the book. I actually had the book. I meant to bring it today, but I got absent-minded when I was getting ready to get over here.
Understandable.
He shows me the book. It's yellow. And he says, why is Jesus mad? I was like, what? He said, what made Jesus mad was the name of the book. And he says, what do you think? Why do you think Jesus is mad? And I said, or who's he mad at? And I was the people that put him on the cross. He's probably pissed about that. I know I would be.
I would be quite.
And he told me I was wrong. He said, no.
That's not what happened, though. Mad. That's what happened when they were turning the temple into a marketplace.
Okay, thank you.
And Jesus got mad. Am I right?
That was mad? He didn't like big business?
I don't know.
Well, you're the vessel. That's why I'm coming to you.
I am the vessel. Jesus is telling me that he's sorry.
Wait, I'm sorry. You have a direct line with him right now?
So
the whole time Jesus could have been doing this podcast with us, do you know what the ratings would be?
Yeah.
We have the extra mic.
We'd be like the next Jack Van Empe.
Yeah, whoever that is.
Ooh. That reference is for the 11 people who will get it, and they will really appreciate it.
Hey, you know what? Sometimes it is the small, the few, the chosen. So, yeah, so I was dead wrong, and I was a little irritated because I thought it was a good guess.
Yeah, it was a good guess, because I'd be pretty mad. Speaking of things that would make me pretty mad, I don't know. Pick one, man. I don't know.
Alabama man denies feeding meth to an attack squirrel.
No, the ants. The ants would make me mad.
I don't know. An attack squirrel on meth is pretty angry.
Yeah.
Devin, call it.
An Alabama man wanted on drug and weapons charges has posted a video denying he fed methamphetamine to a so-called attack squirrel that he considers a pet. Mickey Polk posted the video on his Facebook page as authorities continued searching for him. It shows him stroking a rodent that he indicates was the same one seized during a search and then released by authorities. You can't give squirrels meth. It would kill him, I'm pretty sure. But I've never tried it, he said. The public isn't in danger in any kind of way from the methed-out squirrel in the neighborhood, Polk said with a laugh. Police said they were warned about a meth-fueled trained attack squirrel before conducting a drug search at a rural home. Deputies released the squirrel in trees near the home, but there was no way to say whether the squirrel in the video was actually the one seized at the raid.
Well,
I'm speechless.
I mean, the squirrel, I'm assuming, is quite addicted to meth.
Do we have the video? Do we have the audio? Because that, I would love to hear that. Like,
that's a squirrel addicted to meth.
That's pretty damn good. I'm more shocked and appalled at he basically said he didn't give the squirrel
the
meth.
The squirrel was getting it on the streets.
The squirrel was stealing meth, was taking meth to feed the squirrel's habit. So he trained him to be an attack squirrel, and somewhere in the training, this squirrel couldn't handle the pressure of being, which doing security is tough. I know. I used to be bodyguard. It is tough. There are days when you're like, why am I doing this? And he turned to meth. So he's a methed out squirrel. He's not a danger to other people, just other squirrels when he's jonesing. You know, like Who wants to be playing in a park and seeing a squirrel doing horrible things to himself to take those nuts and turn it in and get some meth? I mean, that's a horrible thing, seeing what this squirrel was doing, trying to get his, you know. I mean, that's terrible. Daddy, what's that? Oh, that's a strung-out squirrel.
Did this squirrel really attack people? And if he was able to train this squirrel to attack only others and not him, I would go out and say something that is the opposite of what people are saying and say, this is quite an impressive man.
It would be impressive if he could have trained him not to get hooked on meth. I feel like, yes,
it's
he's
always
a great
impressive
squirrel.
When you're not hooked on meth. I'd like everyone out there to know, if you woke up this morning without any meth, you're great.
And another thing, deputies were concerned. How did that call go? We need backup.
For a squirrel.
Attack squirrel. In the apartment, we don't have eyes on the target. Does anyone have eyes on the target? SWAT, what do you got? Take the shot. Take the shot. I can't. The squirrel is frothing and has a hostage. Repeat, the squirrel has a hostage.
What made them test the squirrel for meth in the first place?
I think the squirrel
Now we live in such a draconian, oppressive drug surveillance state that we're drug testing animals.
I think the squirrel also had a Breaking
Your
Bad shirt on.
Your tax dollars at work, gentlemen and ladies.
Yeah, he had a Breaking Bad shirt on. So, and an apron.
Speaking of bad,
do the Florida guy who bangs the floats.
Don't do drugs. A Florida man has been arrested and charged after the Palm Bay Police Department said he stole pool floats for sex, quote, instead of raping women. The suspect, 35-year-old Christopher William Monin, allegedly broke into a number of homes in the city of Palm Bay that have private pools and stole inflatables. Authorities say Monin was carrying a white garbage bag filled with deflated pool floats when they found him. There have been 13 reports made at this time. The victim stated they had been robbed several times by Monin, but only reported the theft after the second or third times it happened. Monin drove officers to the vacant house where he keeps his pool floats. Officials say there were approximately 75 floats inside, including
Cereal
ones the victims described.
Float.
The defendant stated that he sexually gratifies himself with pool floats instead of raping women. Monin is charged with occupied residential burglary, petty theft, and criminal mischief. His bond
75 floats. Typical man cannot settle down with just one float.
Whoa. This guy.
He can't settle down with just one float. He wants to see what other floats are out there.
Hold on.
You know,
he got this guy.
And I'm
wrong,
sure that
Kat,
this one float could make you perfectly happy and you could start a family with that float.
Why start a family when he literally had 75 kidnap floats in one house? This guy was a serial floater. He kept his trophies. He kept just enough air in him to still be sexy to him, but not enough where they would overcrowd. He brought the cops to a burial site, which was all floats. And the report, maybe it's because they don't want to scare the public or float owners everywhere. Was it the swan? Was it the ice cream cone, the unicorn, the killer whale, the dolphin? Like what? The alligator? I mean,
what do you do with those floats? Because I can't imagine anyone would want them back.
Yeah. At least not the cup holder part.
Ah!
Because that's what most floats have, cup holders. Because I'm thinking there's only the cup holder and then there's the actual device to blow them up. But, I mean, dear God, man, that's...
That'd be pretty sad.
That's sad. But they were designed for air. It wasn't meant for that. Like, this guy, I mean, thank God for floats. Because he did say, and I quote, it kept me from waiting for me. So, you know what? To floats out there, thank you for your sacrifice.
These poor floats didn't consent to you, though.
No, but they went all in. You know, sometimes in life, you're the chicken or the ham. You know what I'm saying? Yes, the chicken gave a little, but the pig went all out. You know what I'm saying? To make things happen. So, you know, I think we should take a moment. Devin, in life, there's a plate of food. There's a piece of ham on it, and there's eggs. Are you the eggs or the ham? Yes, there's some effort in being an egg, but to be the ham, you got to go all out. Because the pig ain't laying ham. He's going all in. That's the difference. The floats
because
went all
the
in.
Pig dies.
Yes, thank you, Kat.
I got it now. Thank you.
Thank
so,
you.
The
thank
pig
you.
Dies.
I was. I was confused.
Yeah, I got it. You're
thank you.
Shaking your head and whispering to Jay
the ham,
the whole thing.
Devin, the ham is the pig.
Yeah.
Okay. Now
they're
it's
one
all
in the same.
Yeah. The chicken walked
the
away.
The chicken gets to
the
live.
The chicken has
okay.
to
the
lie
pig.
The eggs, but in order to become ham, well, the pig
you
dies.
You got to pay the ultimate
and
price.
He is the ham.
All right. Okay. I really thank you for the clarity.
The floats paid the ultimate price, so he wouldn't.
With the women, right?
Right.
Okay. All right. I'm back on track, guys. We got it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Speaking of being on track, Kevin Bacon.
Speaking of pigs.
Yeah.
Speaking of. I don't know what's wrong with me. Okay.
We're not figuring that out on this show.
Mm-mm. Kevin Bacon is in trouble in Vermont. Kevin Bacon, 55-year-old Vermont man, who police said sideswiped a police cruiser Thursday while looking down at his cell phone. Bacon said he was searching on his cell phone for an episode from the 1990s television comedy Saved by the Bell while he was driving on I-91. According to the police, the cruiser's blue lights were flashing when Bacon sideswiped the car. Vermont police report says Bacon was trying to call up the 1992 episode Screech's Spaghetti Sauce.
Great.
According to IMDb, the episode from the series' fourth season centers on Screech's Spaghetti Sauce that becomes a hit on a local television show. Bacon was charged with gross negligent operation, leaving the scene of a crash, texting while driving, and operation on approach of emergency vehicles.
Wow. Well, you know, the float guy was pretty bad, but this dude is freaking dangerous. Like,
I love that he told the truth. You know, you lie. You say, I was on my phone because I was talking to my sick grandma. You don't say, I was trying to watch Saved by the meow Bell.
Or just say, sorry, didn't see you there.
Right.
I'm colorblind, so the color blue means nothing to me. Anything besides spaghetti sauce screech episode. Like, he was looking for it. I didn't realize that people still looked for Saved by... I don't think Screech watches Saved by the Bell anymore. Because he wasn't saved by the bell, or the courts, or life. There was no saving when he had to. Like, this guy's lucky he didn't kill somebody. I mean, this is a bigger problem. People that live... We live in a world now where everyone thinks they're the center of their own universe. And if you're driving in the center of your own universe, you can text because no one else is around and you're not going to hit anybody. But in the real world, that is dangerous. People should not. I can't stand people who text and drive. What is so important that can't wait? Like, seriously, LOL, you couldn't wait? Like, they don't get it. Like, it's not Shakespeare. It's not, you're not saving the world. Like, Iran's about to go. What do you got? We need intel. Give us. Then I get it. But even then, he'd pull over to the side of the road. Like, there is nothing looking it up Saved by the Bell. Unless he was looking up parodies from the adult film organization world, Saved by the Bell. That would even, as disgusting as that is.
I really hope that many don't.
No, I think it's a lot more than you realize.
I really hope that that isn't true.
Truck drivers, bus drivers, apparently police officers in Utah. Big, big issue. With them, they actually made it a new rule. So apparently it was a problem.
I think he just liked the episode. That was Screech's Spaghetti Sauce was a great episode.
He's probably seen it before. It wasn't like he was just hanging out at the movie of the month club at Netflix and someone said, have you tried Saved by the Bell? I don't believe I have. And then there's an exquisite episode called Screech's Spaghetti where it's endearing. It makes you think. I mean, there's literally nothing to this. I mean, this is just somebody who has too much time in his hand, probably unemployed, and is just driving around in mom's car looking up Saved by the Bell videos. Like this, I'm sorry, this guy, he needs to go away for a really long time. Long time. Like, that's, he could have killed somebody for Screech.
Yeah, you don't, that's not the hill you want to die on.
Hey, what are you in for? I ran a guy over because I just had to see Screech's spaghetti sauce. That just sounds disgusting. That's worse than the methed out squirrel doing tricks in a park. I mean, that's with other squirrels. I mean, that's terrible. Or a poor thing or a raccoon or something, you know, just not. Very depressing, very, very sad. And speaking of sad, can electric shock bracelet zap you out of bad habits?
Similar to a shock collar for your disobedient pup, the updated Pavlov bracelet will give the wearer a 350-volt jolt every time they cross a line. Looking to quit smoking, reduce cookie intake, or stop hitting the snooze button? Engineers at Behavioral Technology in Salt Lake City, Utah, hope their wristband will help you kick the habit. The bracelet, $200 on Amazon,
of course it is,
delivers a zap at your command. Punish yourself enough and you'll feel your urges subside within 3 to 5 days. Though the device can be programmed to shock automatically for some of your bad behaviors, such as sleeping in, those who can't be trusted to discipline themselves can recruit a friend or family member. They can pitch in by downloading the app and sending a shock on your behalf.
Okay, well, listen, I know the budget here is, it's growing. We're in between financially being able to go out and test, but I would love to do a Tyrosin Temp test of this product.
I would. I could use it for vaping.
Yeah, I thought we could just use it for a whole episode and see if we could not cuss.
Mm.
You know, like, and just every time we do, Jason can zap us. No, you will not.
I would be happy.
That's too much power. No, no.
No, truly.
No, truly. No, I understand. I bet. Look at you. A little face.
We're a team.
Yes, we are a team, but there ain't no I in it either. So, Jason, I think, will be strict but fair. I just feel like it's – I think Devin will be like, oh, I thought you were going to. It looked like you had this look in your eye that screamed F word, and not on my watch. I have a social life. I don't like spending my time editing out various animal sounds because you can't use the Queen's language a little better. So I'm a little nervous. I don't know what you think about that, Kat, but I think we should test this out.
I'm down.
I think we need to.
Give us $400, Devin.
Well, that's, again, Jason. That's where it goes to Jason. Jason, he can give us a thumbs up or thumbs down. Or, I mean, I guess we could. I think we need two, at least. We got to have two to give this a fair shot.
Right.
And we'll have things like we can't cuss. What other rules could we have?
You could use it for your Juul.
Yeah,
addiction,
for vaping. I'm really
for sure.
Struggling right now. Really
oh, for
struggling.
Those, oh, for those of you who don't know, Kat had a dental procedure. And one of the
rules
was, or healing, you know, for you to feel better, was that she could not vape for
24 hours.
24 to 48 hours. So honestly, 36 is probably the number you should be going for.
No.
But we're at hour what right now?
We're at hour 22 and I'm dying. I strapped 3 nicotine patches to my arm and I still have a nicotine headache.
And she's a buck 05 soaking wet. So yeah. Oh, and she doesn't stop there. And where are we at with the coffee intake right now?
I've had 5 cups of coffee.
So 3 nicotines, 5 cups of coffee.
Yeah, and I'm a little sleepy.
She's a little. Yeah, we need that bracelet. If we just need one, she needs it. Or
I really want to try to quit vaping because, like, I'm constantly vaping. And believe me, I'm counting it down. We got about an hour and 45 minutes left. And I have it locked and loaded, fully charged and ready to rip.
So the vape is with you.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Let's not like beat you up too much. You've not cheated.
No.
You do respect the dentist's orders.
Yes.
So you will wait for these 2 hours to run out.
Yes.
Okay, so there's hope there. There's hope there because.
Aw, thank you.
No, there is because you're able to stop for a certain amount of time because most people wouldn't. They would, 4 hours in, they'd be like, well, it's 4 less hours than I did yesterday. One puff ain't going to kill me. And then, you know, they'll wonder why they're back in the dentist again. And the doctor will know, but they'll try to trick him. Like, I don't believe I did. You know, I think it was something with what you did. It wasn't me. So, I mean, you're not making excuses. You're not being violent. As far as I know, you haven't assaulted anyone today.
No.
I haven't seen any reports.
Not quite.
You made all your normal rounds, right?
Yeah.
No problems on the show? You cuss anybody out?
No. Nope.
No push anybody in the hallway?
No.
Didn't lose your over the elevator taking too long?
No.
Okay, we're good. We're almost there. I think you can do it. I think if you can go 25 hours, you've got this.
I can't.
Won't even try. 24 hours and 5 minutes.
Can you accept that challenge, Kat?
5 minutes.
I'm allowed to vape at 5:44 p.m.
Can you wait till 6 p.m., maybe videotape yourself during that process, share it with the world to show the struggle of what you're going through?
I don't know if I can.
15 minutes. It's 15 minutes. Actually, 16 minutes, Kat. I think you can do this. This is where I wish the show was live with callers, because people would call and be like, you can do it, Kat. We believe in you. And the weird guys would muffle those guys out. None of the guys trying to look at your feet or any of the other stuff.
Yeah,
we'll keep them
I'm not
up.
Wearing socks today.
Yeah,
so
they get what they want. But, you know, this was supportive. And I appreciate Devin jumping in and supporting you. And Jason gave you a thumbs up. College intern's too scared to make a decision. You know, oh, he gave a thumbs up, which is he just messed up because that's Jason's stick. You know, he's a little freaking me out anyway. He's a college intern. He has a beard. You know?
Yeah.
Not really. When you think of college intern, you think like young. You see a full beard. You know, you're like, wow, this guy's always doing the whole my new life at 40. I'm going to college and I'm an intern. Well, great, sir. You're an intern with grandkids. Phenomenal. It's never too late. It's never too late.
College associate is what we're supposed to call them.
College associate. He's actually 21, too. He just...
Oh, sure.
Are you drunk, sir?
Pardon me. Okay, you know what? Congratulations on the over-actor. You know, your beard game is phenomenal. Nice job. Full beard. Nice job. Well done. Full, too. I mean, like literally underneath his eyes is his beard line. I mean, that's full. That's amazing. That's he has to go to an optometrist to get lined up. That's phenomenal. Like, nice job, man. Forget what I was talking about. Thank you, Devin. No one else needed to know, but you just had to let me know. That's cool. Kat, I forget what we were talking about because your story is more important than anything else. But speaking of holding me down, locking me up.
Woman released from jail locks herself in stairwell for 2.5 days. The unidentified woman who was released from custody at the St. Louis Justice Center on June 5th was reportedly told how to exit the building ended up trapped in a stairwell for nearly 3 days after she got lost. These were the directions the woman was told. Go down the hall to the elevator. Go down to the first floor. Make a right turn. Walk out of jail. You're free to go. She entered an elevator around 8:17 a.m. and was off. But around 6:30 p.m. on June 7th, 2.5 days later, the woman was found in a building stairwell. It turns out she was confused by the directions. Instead of taking the elevator to the first floor, she pressed all the buttons and ended up on the fifth floor. So when she went through a fire exit, which signs were warning against entering, she became locked inside. Once inside, the doors to all of the floors become locked and can only be opened by staff. When they found her, the woman appeared okay, was given food and water, and refused hospital treatment. She said, no, I just want to go home. Corrections officials have now changed their protocols to include escorting people from the building.
One bad egg.
I could see how this could happen. One time, I worked at this mall over the summer when I was right out of college, out in my freshman year of college. I worked at the Ruby Tuesdays in the mall, the same mall that I grew up going to my whole life. However, one time I was driving home, took a wrong turn. I mean, not a wrong turn. I actually just exited out of a different parking lot exit. When I saw a body of water, I know I was in the wrong place. But I wound up in a boating town.
Was it far away?
Yeah, it was quite far.
So you drove for like an hour?
I drove for quite some time. I was like,
was it pride that wouldn't let you turn around and realize I'm going the wrong way?
No, it was just stupidity. Or me being a woman. Since when are women supposed to drive?
Well, I'm not touching that one. but, you know, drive away, ladies. So you get to the boat town. So this is what, an hour where you're lost, basically. And at that point, it occurred to you, hey, I'm in the wrong town.
This ain't right.
So I'm going to go back the way I came.
Well, no, I called my father and had a meltdown is okay. What I did.
But then he directed you to where you needed to go.
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah, or yelled at you. From.
He didn't yell at me.
Okay, good, good. Yeah, Mr. Tim's nice.
He's not really a yeller. My mom was. She was. Oof.
So at no point was there any chance that there was a sign that says, do not go into this water, shark infested. And did you see the sign that said, no entry, can't if you go in this water, that's it?
I was grooving to my emo music. I wasn't paying attention.
But if there was a sign that said, stop here, do not go forward, would you go forward?
No.
Okay, cool. So you can read something. Listen, you have this woman beat on all aspects of it. Yes, your driving is suspect, but you've always been open about your questionable driving habits. But she literally was walking past signs. She pressed every button in the elevator. I mean, how do you walk by a sign that says, not exit, don't go in? Oh, just keep going in. She touched, and I get it. I get the excitement with elevator buttons. When you press them, they light up. They make a little noise, you know. But typically, then you turn six, and then it's not exciting anymore. Because my five-year-old loves pushing the elevator. And she's amazed in some elevators, if you push the button on one side, the other side lights up. And she just can't figure it out yet. And I feel like I shouldn't tell her. Let her enjoy the magic. Somebody should have told her that if you have a problem pushing all the buttons, it's not going to open the magic door to where you want to go. Or worse, hey, I'm lost. I don't know which way to go. Can you help me get out of here? No, I'll go through a fire escape. You just got out prison. Why would you seek more incarceration? Like, I get it. Maybe it was like one of those things where, like, she didn't feel she served enough time. This was her way of being right. Like, listen, I really should have had an extra 2 days. I feel in my heart I should have had an extra 2 days. So I'm going to lock myself for 2 days so I won't make that mistake. Maybe going back to the real situation here, you're scratching yourself now.
Yeah,
you're getting
I am.
Red in the face.
Yeah.
Maybe you should lock yourself somewhere till 6 o'clock with your vape on the other side.
Solitary confinement.
Yeah,
no, I'm
like
not making it till six.
I think 6 o'clock means your power. It's so much power. You're not a slave to that.
My power. I want nicotine.
But, you have enough nicotine to like kill an elephant.
Strapped to my arm, baby.
Where do you get nicotine patches? Do you need prescriptions?
Dwayne Reed, baby.
Is that just, Devin, can you help me out? Because you know everything. Do you just walk into a Walgreens and get nicotine patches?
I believe they are over the counter.
Are they not as good as the prescription ones?
These don't do. Meow. Well, I'll tell you that much.
I've never smoked a cigarette, so.
I've never smoked a cigarette.
I can honestly tell you I have never either. I did hold one in my hand and my friends laughed at me.
I've never smoked. Oh, look at me. I'm the dare lion.
Yeah, whatever that was.
D, I won't do drugs. A, won't have an attitude. R, okay. I will respect myself.
Where's the edit button? We know what happened last time she sang.
Now.
We're all well aware of what happened the last musical episode of Tyrus and Temp. Did not go well for us. So,
all right, let's move on to another story then.
Yeah, because you're trying to make excuses for your being a slave to the clock and vape by yelling at Devin because she don't.
How about
everyone
speaking of teeth?
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Bigfoot. I did that before. I knew I was going to do that. Bigfoot has a sweet tooth?
Sure we do.
The legendary creature was reportedly spotted by a North Carolina woman in the woods behind her home.
Of course it was North Carolina.
While reports of the mythical creature in North Carolina are nothing new, it apparently has a taste for processed sugar and carbs.
Who doesn't?
Quote, mostly like candy, cookies, they love peanut brittle, chocolate, peanut butter sandwiches, says resident Vicky Cook. They don't like apples and bananas.
No, of course not.
I know what this woman likes. Bull.
Cook was able to capture what she believed to be the creature on her camera, adding that she's not quite exactly sure of what she saw and is still having trouble believing it herself. Cook noted that the sighting started in March, and since then she's had 8 footprints, all in different sizes. She's, quote, sometimes I think this can't be real, she said.
So she's been feeding a homeless guy peanut brittle, basically. And the husband found out, and it was Bigfoot. It's always big. Listen, Bigfoot, Loch Ness Monster, Ghost, greatest hustle in America, something that I missed the boat on. You can literally have a TV show finding Bigfoot. And guess what? Every week, you're still looking for him. You always get close. It's always so close. There's a noise. There's a sound. They even have experts. Oh, that's a Squatch.
Also, why do people want to find him? Like, is he cool? Like, you don't, like, come on.
I get it. I understand. I wouldn't want to be found if I was Bigfoot either. But, I mean, all these experts, they take a bat and hit it on a tree. This is their sound. I didn't know that they played baseball. I wasn't aware that they were into baseball bats. Like, this is typical. Only a woman could pull this off to say, like, hey, honey, where are all the snacks going? And why are you out late at night? Oh, I was feeding Bigfoot. He just showed up. I have a picture of him, but it's blurry. Like, nobody can ever. Everyone can focus on taking a D pick, but nobody can fix the flash on a Bigfoot. It's always blurry, in a bunch of trees, but every other time he literally walks up, sits in the lawn chair with them, eats peanut brittle, has a mint julep, and then goes about his freaking day, but they always forget the camera. This is the original catfish.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I just saw Bigfoot. Where? Oh, he's gone. You didn't see him? No. This is the original catfish, and it's genius. People make livings off this, and I'm really mad because you can't prove them wrong, even though science literally did it. All the hair, bear hair. No skull remains. They don't use the bathroom or they're extremely tidy. They never die because dead things leave skulls. Like, it's whatever.
How many? Is there multiple Bigfoot or
thousands?
Is it just one?
A whole community.
It's a
very
species.
Like, I myself have been camping and been mistaken, you know, casually walking through fishing. I see one. Ma'am, really? He speaks.
You're swear word.
Kidding me. Oh my gosh. Wow, where did you learn to speak English? School? You guys have school? Like, are you, this is for real? You know? Then the old man's like, I got to put him down, dear. Sir, this is a hate crime. Please let me go. I'm just a brother walking through the woods. I'm not Bigfoot. I'm sorry. I'm not. So, yeah, I get it. I've been there. I wish there was a Bigfoot. I really do.
No Bigfoot.
There's not. And the town hall meetings and stuff, and people see what they want to see. I mean, we live in a whole society where
Bigfoot's not in the Bible.
Well, maybe he is. Oh, what are you talking about? Maybe Goliath was Bigfoot. Boom.
Oh.
Boom. What? I know he's there. So what? So if Bigfoot's in your heart, then so be it. She sat in the woods eating peanut brittle. And at Christmas time, guess what? He's the only motherfucker on the planet that eats fruitcake. Bigfoot loves fruitcake and peanut brittle. Pound for pound, two of the worst gifts you can ever be given. Nobody ever says, man, I'd love some peanut brittle right now. It's literally the gift you get from your grandmother, and your mother says you will be polite and you will eat that peanut brittle. You will not hurt Nana's feelings. She loves you very much. She just forgets that you're not a little girl. But that's Nana.
Speaking of, should we do another story?
Is that your speaking of?
I don't know.
Because we can't.
We got
really
one last one.
All right, let's do it.
All right. A passenger on a United Airlines flight from Venice to Newark tweeted that she and other travelers saw and felt large numbers of ants crawling on them, their seats, and the windows, even the luggage compartments. At one point, Charlotte Burns tweeted, "Ants spilled out of an overhead bag as the situation quickly spiraled and the insects spread." The cabin crew apparently scrambled to contain themselves. Another passenger and a member of the flight crew said the ants were spotted in first class. The airline acknowledged the incident and said, quote, "We are concerned by the experience our customer reported on United Flight 169 from Venice to Newark. We have been in contact with the crew and they have advised the ants have been isolated from a customer's bag and the affected areas have been wiped down. At this time, the aircraft will continue to its final destination. We will be taking the aircraft out of service when it arrives in Newark." In an updated statement, the airline said that the ants were isolated in the one customer's bag in the overhead bin and was contained to a limited area of the cabin.
Let's get these damn ants off this plane.
Yeah.
The movie. Let's do it. Samuel Jackson comes back. You know, the only thing is, if these were comfort ants, how dare anyone have an issue, because if they were his comfort ants, you can't do anything about it.
So, emotional support and insect.
Yeah, he always travels with his favorite hive of ants. And who are we to tell him where his ants can and cannot go?
I am. I want to tell him, get your ants off me.
You wouldn't even know, because we know what you're doing on a plane.
Vape.
You're hiding under a blanket.
What time is it? It's
vaping.
8 o'clock.
So, you know, so the guy wants to have his ants. You're doing the vape. Like, wow. You didn't know you had ants in your bag, bro? You didn't know? You had no clue that you had enough ants? And the ants like the finer things in life. See, that's what happens when you're so cheap with the food on the other side that the ants won't even mess with it. They literally went to first class where the real grub's at. So, you know, this guy, he should be responsible for everybody's plane ticket. Like, that's, you know, if we find out they're not emotionally support ants, then he should be responsible. You know, because at the same time, he's literally transporting a species from one part of the country to the other, which in itself is a horrible thing because they could no natural predators. They could spread like wildfire. So, you know, it's a lot of bad things with that. But unless they're support ants, which me and Kat are 100%, I think we speak for both of us, we support animals. That's fine. Sure, you say your dog's a support dog that's jumping all over your lap and keeps running on my side of the plane. And, you know, yeah, sure. He's trained for that. He's supporting you by acting a fool and barking at everybody that walks by. And the muzzle's just for everyone else's comfort, not the fact that he's chewing through it while he's staring at me. So, yeah, no problem. Comfort ants. I'm with it. So you had a comfort scorpion.
Uh-huh. Emotional support scorpion.
Yeah, yes, you did.
All right. Time to wrap this baby up. It's almost time to vape again. I cannot wait to vape again.
So I have a question before you guys go.
Wait a minute. Devin, where's the English lady?
Well, before we do that, I have another question.
Oh, wow.
If we were making an all-star team
uh-huh.
out of today's characters, who would be your number one draft pick is my
meth
question.
Squirrel?
Yeah, meth squirrel is easy. It's easy.
Was that easy? Not Florida pool guy?
He is not.
No, I'm sorry, but what is he going to do? Ladies and gentlemen, starting at, oh my God, he's on the float.
Yeah.
Sir, do we really want to see that? Then again, oh my God, the methed out squirrel is performing an act on the emotional support dog. Like, oh God, he's just so strung out. He can't help himself. But he's still a squirrel.
All right, well, that's your choice? Okay. So
I'm sorry, Devin. Who is your all-star for the day?
I would probably do Kevin Bacon.
What?
I'd probably have him.
The guy who almost committed vehicle homicide?
Well, he didn't commit vehicle homicide.
He could have.
He has good taste in shows.
So you like...
I love Saved by the Bell,
still watch it today?
If it's on, you
could sit
sometimes
through it.
Sometimes it's on, yeah.
You could binge watch. How many episodes could you watch before you said, I can't believe I used to watch this? Could you do a whole Saturday?
I could do three. Three on a Saturday morning, and then I'm like, all right, I should start.
So if Hallmark starts running Saved by the Bell marathons every night, you're there?
I'm there.
Okay. Yeah. No, I'm sorry. She didn't get one vote for me at all. You almost killed a guy. An officer of the law almost loses his life. Because you couldn't wait to see
Screech's spaghetti sauce.
Screech's sauce. Wow. Great.
All right.
Phenomenal.
So then here we go. What have we learned today?
Oh, yeah.
Well, one.
Vaping is very hard to quit. Nicotine is very addictive. Squirrels do drugs sometimes.
Yep.
I wonder if he was smoking it or snorting it. Oh, no. Was he injecting the squirrel?
I thought it was a little glass they chewed up. Like they bake it.
Well, we need to learn that tomorrow.
We also learned that besides being a iffy flotation device, floats are also sexual devices for certain people.
Save money on a blow-up doll, you know?
Yeah, like when in doubt, float it out. So,
you have been listening to Tyrus and Tim. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast. Do not forget. And for even more podcasts, go to foxnewspodcast.com and rate and review this podcast.
Don't forget, we're live next week, 10 o'clock.
June 27th, 10 p.m. Caroline's on Broadway.